You want to get your mind right. You want to get your marriage right. You want to get your body right. You have to have something that you can be consistent with. Consistency is worth more than perfection.
In this podcast episode, I talk to Dane Johnson, CEO of Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle, about how to create a perspective that can make you unstoppable. Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
I know there's a lot of listeners who don't have Crohn's colitis, and I want everyone to feel realize that success in life is very much the same no matter what you're going after. So if you want to get your health, you want to get your wealth right, you want to get your mind right, you want to get your marriage right, you want to get your body right, your physical body, get in shape, you have to have something that you can be consistent with. Consistency is worth more than perfection. We are too hard on ourselves, and then we don't move forward because we think we need to be perfect. We imagine what we need to be, and then we don't even start because it seems too hard.
I think that's very true. Every week, I write down a 5 musts of the day, must of the week. And actually, I think you're right. The best advice is commit to doing less than you can do, because you'll do that. Every time I boil the kettle to make a cup of tea, I'm going, do some exercise. That can be one body squat. And you do one, you go, I could totally do more than one body squat or one push-up. But if you don't do it, then you don't feel bad, because I think you're right. Our brains are very good at just searching for the negative. 1,000 things might happen to you in a day. You're going to focus on the 2 things that weren't perfect, not the 998 that went well.
From my own studies, my own meditation on this and what was happening, how did I get myself out of that depression and out of that sickness and out of that wheelchair? I was housebound for a year. I didn't work. I wasn't social. I didn't drink alcohol. I didn't eat fast food. I cooked every one of my meals.
Yeah.
How do you get to that kind of monkish experience and get happy?
You didn't have a choice.
I did have a choice. I could have quit.
Yeah.
I could have just said, okay, give me the surgery, give me the drugs, put me on disability, mama, moving back in. That's what was told. And everyone out there, listen to this right now. If I had told the whole world that I give up or I quit and I'm just going to do what the reality that was being pushed on me, get the surgery, get on the drugs, get on disability, move back in with mom. And I told every best friend, every person ever in the world, that was my reality because of an incurable disease I was diagnosed with, that was not my fault. Not one person would have blamed me or said, you should get up and try.
No, because that's what 99% of people would do.
Do you see what I'm saying? So right now, everyone was okay with me doing that.
Yeah.
That's the problem. What are you okay with? Stop playing defense and get offense. What do you want? Not what do you fear? When James says, well, I could do one more than one, it might even be based on fear. I should do at least one squat because I'll fear that I'll hate myself or be angry at myself or feel lazy or feel like I'm not moving forward if I don't put any effort into it. How do you change that? I need to go to the gym to I want to go to the gym.
Yeah, I remember listening to a great podcast from Jordan Peterson who said, it's not as much to have an image of where you want to go. You also have to have an image of where you don't want to be. So it's really important to think, in a year's time, I want to be earning X, feeling X, looking X. You've also got to have an image of how bad it will be if you do nothing. And I think it's important. So as much as being pushed, you're being pulled as well.
If you're going to change your life, you have to use the divine power of being a human, okay? And if you don't like the woo-woo and talk about God, use whatever language you want. But understand this, you are a natural and powerful creator. You create your reality. You create your truth. Is it a good day or a bad day? That's a perspective. Can I build this? Can I do that? Can I look this way? You create your look. You create your field. Now, there are outside influences, but you still accept and decide what that truth is. Reality is a paradigm. Truth is a paradigm, okay? All of it. Is it good? Am I on a diet or not? I'm not on a diet. I have a lifestyle that makes me happy and healthy. See, that's a perspective.
Yeah.
I've eliminated the idea that I have to be imprisoned by a diet out of the fear of Crohn's colitis, because that's what chronically people would do with IBD. I have to be on this diet because I was victimized by this thing called Crohn's and colitis, and I have to eat this way, so I do, and I just need to accept it and swallow the pill. And they swallow it every day for 40 years. Not me. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. I have a lifestyle. I don't have a diet. And I live in a way that makes me happy and healthy at the same time.
So what limitations,
reality I built.
What limitations Crohn's colitis have on your life now?
None. Zero.
That's amazing. So, but how did you do it?
I changed my perspective of what truth was. See, I can go eat glutinous pizza. I have the power. anyone can. Even if they're severely allergic, they still have the power to do it. They just know it'll make their health go way down here. See, what happens with IBD is when you do something bad, high stress, bad foods, drinking alcohol, taking certain Tylenol or something like that, even like an iron supplement sometimes can just go make it dive down, and then you have to slowly work back up. So then you feel imprisoned, you can't do it. So if you come back, and this is what I'm saying, we're talking about mindset and changing perspective. What I have to do now is say, how do I invest in a way that gives me freedom? So I move the target. How do I make effort that actually helps to intrinsically heal my gut so much that if I had a celebration meal, not a cheat, I don't cheat, I celebrate. I have a celebration meal that I'll be okay. Now, if I have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, well, then you got to talk about what's normal. See, I have to change normal. See how we're doing the same thing? If you go out and eat pizza every day, you're going to start feeling like crap.
Yeah, you're going to be the size of the house.
If I eat pizza every day,
you're going to feel like shit.
I'm going to feel like crap. So you are normal and I'm normal. And both of us, there's a certain measure of how much pizza or beer or processed food that both of us are willing to take. And then it becomes preference. I have labeled in my heart, in my mind, at a cellular level, that processed food, that most gluten, especially in the United States, that processed dairy, that foods that are not cooked properly is shit poison.
Yeah.
That's at a cellular level. It is a ball and chain on my life. I've changed my reality of what is normal. People think that their ability to eat processed food is their freedom, is their right, and makes them feel normal.
Yeah, it's weird,
and until
isn't it?
They change that, they're screwed.
Yeah, I know I don't drink an awful lot these days. I probably drink, me and my wife probably share a bottle of wine once a week.
Yeah.
And I know any alcohol, I know that my mental health will be slightly worse the next day. Mm-hmm. I know that my intrusive thoughts will be stronger. But we know these things. We know that alcohol's a poison.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. James, 10 years ago, you felt you probably had more alcohol or felt you needed more alcohol to get your sense of balance or normal. Right? Over the years, it's become less and less of an emotional pull or a need. Is that true? So you have already spiritually slowly started to shift your feelings around what is your reality. And it happens a lot of times when we're older because we get more settled spiritually with what we have in our life, our children, our family, our life purpose. Many times we emotionally need these things because we feel so empty elsewhere. You can't just eliminate. You have to replace. It's about balance. Stop trying to be G.I. Joe. That's where you're failing. You're thinking you need to shave your head, lieutenant everybody, wake up, run 8 miles, and I'm going to be this or else my life's going to suck. No, the word is balance, right? The word balance and underline it. Put it in your notepad and your phone right now, balance. If you're going to release something that you've been emotionally tied to for years, what are you going to get? What are you going to give yourself? I gave myself freedom. I said, I'm going to give up these foods so I can go for a walk and not worry about a toilet, so I can gain my weight back, so I don't have to get my colon removed. And that's fear-based, but it was more freedom. So the moment I started feeling better, I started going on bike rides every day. I started gardening every day. I started earthing. I started meditating outside. I started thanking
all
God.
The things, if you ask anyone to do about physical and mental health, is basically what you've just listed.
And healing's the same.
Yeah.
I didn't have the mental health problems. I had a completely broken GI tract that was killing me. But that's what I'm saying. So much is tied. It's all within. You have to understand the power of how healing works, how nourishment works. You're not trying to eradicate. Okay. I wasn't trying to eradicate Crohn's or colitis or cure Crohn's and colitis. I was trying to get my body back in balance.
Yeah.
When see the reality change, all we're doing is shifting it. The problem is not what you know right now. You understand what you know. If I can give you something right now, as I can be a catalyst to shift how you feel, it's not what you know that's the problem. You already know. It's how you feel about the problem that's the problem. It's the feelings. The feelings overwhelm you. You get lost. You get upset. It's that itch. It's the same thing as addiction. Addiction is like an itch that has to be scratched. It's like this immense itch.
It's your coping strategy, isn't it? I know that if I've had a really stressful day or the kids are driving me mad, I know that a can of beer will just take the edge off.
Yes.
But actually, a walk would take the edge off. Go and do a jiu-jitsu class would take the edge off. A sauna would take the edge off. It's just, as you said, suddenly if you've lived with some sort of crutch, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whatever, you can't just say, right, I'm not doing that anymore because your body's like, well, hang on a minute. You've taken my crutch. I need
very
something.
Few people. Yeah, very few people can do that. That's a very, I'd say 5% of us can do it that way, where we just suffer. We just live and say, I'm not doing anymore and I'm just going to be like that. Like David Goggins, basically, is one of those.
Yeah, you're right. That's a minority of human beings on the planet.
That wasn't me. So again, what's the answer here? I want you to ask yourself, I want you to meditate on this. How do I take an I need and turn it into an I want? And it's going to be with balance and nourishment. You have to give yourself something to desire. So when I work with children in the program, like a 16 or 18 year old, I start looking for what do you desire? And an example is I was working with this kid from Brooklyn, New York, who loved the skateboard and he loved to be in acting class, but he had 20 bowel movements a day, bloody bowel movements. He was 16 years old, okay? And he was so upset and angry. And his mom was a holistic practitioner, but it's mother. She's like, I can't deal with it. He won't listen to me. So what I said is, if you can do these things, I think there's a really strong chance I can get you outside where you can go skateboard for an hour or two and not worry about the bathroom. Give me a few weeks to get ROI. Now I'm making a deal and I'm making a bet and it's a risk, but I'm trying to get this young boy to be excited about something. So I'm not telling him, if you don't do this, you're going to lose your colon. If you don't do this, you're going to be on drugs for the rest of your life.
No,
you do this,
he's invested in it because it's something he actually wants.
I'm saying, let's get you skateboarding, brother. Let's get you skateboard. Dude, hey, put it on your calendar 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, let's go out. Let's get you skating. We have the energy and you have enough weight on you and you don't have to worry about a bathroom so much. Just 2 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, don't do 100% of what I want you to do. Just start with 40. Now let's talk about what 40% we think we're going to get the biggest bang for our buck. I want everyone out there to consider that same thing. Stop worrying about 100, because if you even do, where's the ROI? There are things that's the biggest ROI. You can do 100 things and get completely overwhelmed. The thing that's going to stop you is you get overwhelmed. It's got to be consistency over perfection. Look at the 40%. Where's the biggest bang for my buck? What's the big thing I can change right now? The one or two big things I could change to get me massive ROI. And that's where you want to sit down with a coach. That's where you want to sit down with somebody and talk and get offensive about it. Get strategic. What is that big ROI? The moment you see ROI in your life, you're going to feel different. Remember, the problem isn't what you know. The problem is how you feel about the problem. So yeah. You're going to feel different once you have a different experience. James, thank you so much for having me. It's CrohnsColitisLet.com. Click the link in the notes. We'll get you on a free strategy session.
I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you're going through or have gone through a mental health issue and you found a way to make your life slightly easier and you want to share that story, please contact me. And I know it's a massive ask because no one's got any spare time, but I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website www.dadmindmatters.com.